91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Revis Show. And Helen is in the building. I got to set up, and I think one more guy's got to come. So it'll be a little while, not too long. We'll have Helen in here playing something. We'll strip down Helen, I think. And what have we heard? Well, that block had Glider with Victims, Muck in the Myers, If You Knew, Cav with Medicated, The Dream Syndicate. This is going, that goes out to Bob. Thanks, Bob. Tell Me When It's Over. The Jigsaw Scene. Woman Loves the Season. Yeah, that was pretty mellow for them, I think, huh? So let's rock it up. MFO. WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Revis Show. And guess what? We have Helen here. I guess we're all set.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to play a couple songs for you, and then we'll chat it up a bit.
Yeah. So, well, let's introduce you anyways.
Yeah, so we're Helen Trio. I'm Liam McCain.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Joe.
We're all brothers. The last name applies.
We don't got to say the last name three times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just put out our second album in December, and we're going to play a couple tracks off that.
Right on. Okay, let's get going.
Sweet.
I need you
just bleed. You will for me concede and bend your knees. It just fuels my egotistic ways. This abuse I'm dishing, it digs your grave.
Thanks a lot.
And that is called Ego.
Oh, it's little, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little different without the full band, but, you know, that translates pretty well to the acoustic.
Yeah, that was just
a little shorter because no guitar solo.
Right. Just one acoustic guitar and three singers here.
Yeah.
Sounded beautiful, though.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it.
And
Helen Trio, last time you were on the show, it was just Helen.
Yeah, so it was basically... You couldn't find us if you looked us up because of all the
people named
woman
Helen.
Artists named Helen.
Right.
Who would pop up like 90 of them before you would even find our albums. We were like, all right, we're going
to... Yeah, like we had to tell people that just type in the name of a song and you'll find it. And it's just like...
Yeah, like we gotta,
yep.
It was a little too
yeah,
much.
It's, I mean, for most people, they're going to be like, what did he say again? And then like they'll just forget. Like
Helen Trio sounds good.
And just the adding trio. Just there's no one else with that, which is nice.
Yep, it's nice.
Yeah, no, and it actually, like, I was kind of worried about it at first where, like, I didn't know if Helen Trio would sound good or the logo would look good and people would think it would look good, and it just kind of transitioned really well and the logo looks good. And
I got the new album in front of me here. Where do you record this?
The Den Studios up in North Reading with Doug Batchelder.
Same place.
Yeah, same place, first album.
But, nice.
Yeah, Doug's a man. We love working with him. So
you got two now.
Two albums, yep. Yeah. We did them.
And it's funny because, like, our first album now is, like, almost just starting to, like, get a lot of Spotify plays and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just kind of funny like that, which is, it's good because people who get into us now, especially off the first album, are going to be like, oh, wait a second.
They get another one. Yeah, that's great.
By the time they get to that one, we'll have a third one.
Yeah. What else do you want to play today?
I think we were going to play
the title track
called Blind to Armageddon.
Okay.
It I didn't think it would translate as well as it did to like an unplugged version because it's kind of heavy on the album. So, but you know,
try it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will.
We got it.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I got it. Just 1 sec. Sorry.
Guitarists, huh? Is he tuning a harp?
Eyes turned away as the flames grow. Mistook jet streams of rainbows. Bombs fall slow like the widow. Cross my view from the window. The nine black ash blank think it's the sky. My whole life I tried to keep my eyes open wide. This time's been spent forgetting. We've all been blind to Armageddon as we lie here, so far from heaven, so far from heaven. What's a life with no pain? What's a life with no pain? What's a
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, and we have Helen Trio here playing for us. It sounds great, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So what's going on? You got some gigs coming up?
Yeah, we are playing on April 6th. We're playing the Middle East Downstairs with Silent Season, Time Wolf, and Rival Cinema.
Downstairs, that's great, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
big room.
You know, it's I think it's like a 550 capacity.
Yeah,
you
that mean, sounds, that sounds right.
And it's probably like our biggest venue show that we've had to date.
I would say. I mean, the Middle East is, you know, has a
Middle
reputation.
Middle East downstairs.
Yeah. We played upstairs. We haven't got on a show downstairs, but it's good. Silent Season's done some national touring, and we ended up knowing one of the guitar players in the band, so we've been trying to work out a show with them for a while, and so we made that
nice.
One happen.
What date is that?
April 6th on Saturday. I think our set's 9:50 to 10:30. We go on right before the band before Silent Season, so.
Very good.
Yeah, that should be a really fun show.
Anything else?
Playing St. Patrick's Day.
We're playing St. Patrick's Day Sunday, just me and him. We're doing some unplugged music at the Bebop in Boston. It's right on Boylston Street, but I mean, St. Patrick's Day, it should be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We're going to play a bunch of...
Might be a bar fight.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I think that's in the contract. We have to.
Yeah, so we're gonna
we
do a bunch of Thin Lizzy and U2 and some. We gotta learn some Pogues
covers.
Some cool Irish.
Oh, you're
songs.
Doing all Irish, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll do like we'll throw some originals
stuff.
And you know what I mean. We do a lot of classic rock and all that sort of stuff. Mixture of Helen Trio Unplugged and like bar cover stuff that we do. You know, but. It's always fun.
Good time.
Yeah. Very good time. Yeah. Trying to plan a little Torski. Working on
You planning on a tour?
Yeah. We're I'm in the middle of just trying to plan it for like late May, and right now we're playing in North Carolina on May 16th, DC on May 18th, New York on May 22nd, and then we have a show in Somerville at the Barn on May 26th.
Nice.
Too. So
yeah.
We're starting to stack it up, and I'm just trying to book right now. I'm trying to book a show in Pittsburgh that week, and then one in South or another one in North Carolina. So
Pittsburgh's been a little difficult.
Yeah.
But it's like, if anyone's listening, they're like, hey, I know a band from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You're driving down to all these places?
Yeah, we'll probably rent a van, most likely. Because I think if we didn't have to bring a PA, I think there's like, I know at least one of the gigs we're going to have to bring the PA system. So we can't fit all of our equipment and the PA in the car.
Right.
So we'll rent a van and we'll go down. You know, it'll be fun.
You'll make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Or a trailer. Some sort of trailer, maybe. We can rent a trailer and...
A tailor.
make us
outfits.
That's what we really need. That's
what we really need.
Make you some nudie suits.
Yeah.
You gonna play anything else for us today?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I can definitely. We can.
How many you want to do?
10. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
I'll tune out of Open G. You want, we could do like Steal My Memories, maybe.
Is that Open G?
No, I'll tune out of Open G. If you want.
Yeah, I might have to stand for this one.
Yeah, if you want.
I probably should have stood for Blind Armageddon too. The harmonies get a little crazy in there.
Yeah, you can pull that microphone up.
Sweet. Everyone, just to let you know, Lucas is standing upright for this song.
I might be coming through everybody's mics. We'll see what happens.
That's what she said. I watch too much of The Office to not, like, you know.
Yeah, it just comes.
It just comes. I think
I've seen every episode 3 times myself.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's like
I've seen everyone
me and my wife are on, like, it's like our 5th time around. We're like, should we start a new show? And then we're like,
Nah.
Season 1, first episode.
It's like the background, like, jazz music of the new generation. Where, like, instead of, like, being in your kitchen cooking and you're listening to, like, music in the background, you just have The Office playing.
But, yeah, so this one's called Steal My Memories. It's off the new album, too. Cool song, so we'll...
It's Helen Trio, 91.5 WMFO.
Scars upon my brain. heart's gone astray.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The songs are a little different because no guitar solos and no drums.
Of course.
It's like a heavy breakdown at the end of that cool little
bass. I did what I could with the metal breakdown at the end.
Of course. All of you guys singing, I mean, that gets really powerful.
Yeah, thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Gets really tiring, too.
Tiring?
I'm just glad I'm not singing the harmonies that he's singing.
Right. I'm just sitting there.
What do you think? One more?
Whoa.
Yeah, we could do one more.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't have my capo, so it's like we got to figure out one with no capo.
Figure it out. Simple one. Sweet Home Somerville.
Sweet Home Somerville.
Sweet Home Massachusetts.
Dave the Square Kid.
Stand, stare, land, land.
We could do, like, I could do Unnecessary Pain, maybe?
Yeah, you're right, I don't. They're even high.
They are Helen Trio.
All right, we'll do one called Unnecessary Pain, or I'll do one called Unnecessary Pain.
On MFO.
The song's about abusive animal agriculture.
It is, but like...
It is. It's a serious matter.
Trapped in a little cage, can't find your way. You crash. Claw, you scrape these emotionless stares. Living in a world where compassion seems so rare. When I look into your eyes, there's a sun. Can't stand to watch it fade away. Unnecessary pain as I watch your eyes turn gray. Branded labels, signs of a people. How can we expect there not to be any karma for the treatment of these beings? We could be heroes, we could be
besides playing the wrong chord.
I didn't notice.
Me neither.
Nobody noticed.
I didn't notice until he went.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said anything. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and they are Helen. And anything else you guys need to plug? Or
no, I don't think so.
We're working on a new music video.
Oh, we are. Yeah, I forgot to plug
that. What's on?
So we didn't play. We can't. It's like too heavy to play unplugged. But
right, we haven't figured it out.
It's called Gravedigger. So if you want to put one in the rotation from the new album,
why don't we play that one?
Yeah, let's absolutely. So we're doing. We're shooting Monday and Tuesday in Somerville, and music video should come out late March, so keep your eyes open.
If you want to stand in a bar and be like a cameo, show up
Tuesday night,
excuse
me. I'll put it on a Twitter. I'm trying to grow our Twitter, so follow us on Twitter.
You can get in their video, huh?
It's the easiest way, like above Facebook and Instagram, to just be like, hey, we're doing something right now.
Yeah,
if you want to come.
But it will be in a public space, is all
I'm
saying.
Yeah, so we're gonna do some shots in Sligo in Davis Square.
Sounds great, guys, and it's gonna be to this song,
Grave Digger.
And well, thank you very much for coming, guys.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. It's always
a good
time.
We'll have to get a picture together after.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Do it for the gram.
All right.
# do it for the gram.
What do I have here? CD2. Grave Digger, Helen Trio.
Yeah. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
For the rest of the program, along with an astonishing number of friends, David Bowie.
That's not true. We'll do all this stuff. He's just in one song here.
these beetle boots, traveling bodies like a loaded gun, captain shooting off all night long. Trying to come lately, oh no, don't hate me, can't tell the lies of the woman who made me. Oh no, oh no, it's you, and the lies from the life, they know it ain't true, and they know it ain't true, if it's coming from you.
Band called Loxley, 21st Century. I'll do a rundown of what I've been doing at the top of the hour, where we will start the Ramones block. Stick around, 91.5 MFO. Here's some Dr. Feelgood for you.
She
some Flesh Eaters, baby.